The tests came every few days, and each battle lasted longer. Eli joked that they ought to be fitted with diapers so they didn't have to be distracted when their bladder got full during a battle. Next day, they were fitted out with catheters. It was Crazy Tom who put a stop to that. "Come on, just get us a jar to pee in. We can't play this game with something hanging off our dicks." Jars it was after that. Bean never heard of anyone using one, though. And though he wondered what they provided for Petra, no one ever had the courage to brave her wrath by asking. Bean began to notice some of Ender's mistakes pretty early on. For one thing, Ender was relying too much on Petra. She always got command of the core force, watching 100 different things at once, so that Ender could concentrate on the feints, the ploys, the tricks. Couldn't Ender see that Petra, a perfectionist, was getting eaten alive by guilt and shame over every mistake she made? He was so good with people, and yet he seemed to think she was really tough, instead of realizing that toughness was an act she put on to hide her intense anxiety. Every mistake weighed on her. She wasn't sleeping well, and it showed up as she got more and more fatigued during battles. But then, maybe the reason Ender didn't realize what he was doing to her was that he, too, was tired. So were all of them. Fading a little under the pressure, and sometimes a lot. Getting more fatigued, more error-prone as the tests got harder, as the odds got longer. Because the battles were harder with each new test, Ender was forced to leave more and more decisions up to others. Instead of smoothly carrying out Ender's detailed commands, the squadron leaders had more and more of the battle to carry on their own shoulders. For long sequences, Ender was too busy in one part of the battle to give new orders in another. The squadron leaders who were affected began to use crosstalk to determine their tactics until Ender noticed them again. And Bean was grateful to find that, while Ender never gave him the interesting assignments, some of the others talked to him when Ender's attention was elsewhere. Crazy Tom and Hot Soup came up with their own plans, but they routinely ran them past Bean. And since, in each battle, he was spending half his attention observing and analyzing Ender's plan, Bean was able to tell them, with pretty good accuracy, what they should do to help make the overall plan work out. Now and then, Ender praised Tom or Soup for decisions that came from Bean's advice. It was the closest thing to praise that Bean heard. The other Toon leaders and the older kids simply didn't turn to Bean at all. He understood why. They must have resented it greatly when the teachers placed Bean above them during the time before Ender was brought in. Now that they had their true commander, they were never again going to do anything that smacked of subservience to Bean. He understood, but that didn't keep it from stinging. Whether or not they wanted him to oversee their work, whether or not his feelings were hurt, that was still his assignment, and he was determined never to be caught unprepared. As the pressure became more and more intense, as they became wearier and wearier, more irritable with each other, less generous in their assessment of each other's work, Bean became all the more attentive because the chances of error were all the greater. One day Petra fell asleep during battle. She had let her force drift too far into a vulnerable position, and the enemy took advantage, tearing her squadron to bits. Why didn't she give the order to fall back? Worse yet, Ender didn't notice soon enough either. It was Bean who told him. "Something's wrong with Petra." Ender called out to her. She didn't answer. Ender flipped control of her two remaining ships to Crazy Tom and then tried to salvage the overall battle. Petra had, as usual, occupied the core position, and the loss of most of her large squadron was a devastating blow. Only because the enemy was overconfident during mop-up was Ender able to lay a couple of traps and regain the initiative. He won, but with heavy losses. Petra apparently woke up near the end of the battle and found her controls cut off, with no voice until it was all over. Then her microphone came on again, and they could hear her crying, "I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Tell Ender I'm sorry. He can't hear me. I'm so sorry." Bean got to her before she could return to her room. She was staggering along the tunnel, leaning against the wall and crying, using her hands to find her way because she couldn't see through her tears. Bean came up and touched her. She shrugged off his hand.
Petra, said Bean, fatigue is fatigue. You can't stay awake when your brain shuts down.
It was my brain that shut down. You don't know how that feels because you're always so smart you could do all our jobs and play chess while you're doing it.
Petra, he was relying on you too much. He never gave you a break.
He doesn't take breaks either, and I don't see him...
Yes, you do. It was obvious there was something wrong with your squadron for several seconds before somebody called his attention to it. And even then, he tried to rouse you before assigning control to somebody else. If he'd acted faster, you would have had 6 ships left, not just 2.
You pointed it out to him. You were watching me, checking up on me.
Petra, I watch everybody.
You said you'd trust me, but you don't. And you shouldn't. Nobody should trust me.
She broke into uncontrollable sobbing, leaning against the stone of the wall. A couple of officers showed up then, led her away. Not to her room.
Graf called him in soon afterward. You handled it just right, said Graf. That's what you're there for.
I wasn't quick either, said Bean.
You were watching. You saw where the plan was breaking down. You called Ender's attention to it. You did your job. The other kids don't realize it, and I know that has to gall you.
I don't care what they notice,
but you did the job. On that battle, you get the save.
Whatever the hell that means.
It's baseball. Oh, yeah. That wasn't big on the streets of Rotterdam.
Can I please go sleep now?
In a minute. Bean, Ender's getting tired. He's making mistakes. It's all the more important that you watch everything. Be there for him. You saw how Petra was.
We're all getting fatigued.
Well, so is Ender. Worse than anyone. He cries in his sleep. He has strange dreams. He's talking about how Mazer seems to know what he's planning, spying on his dreams.
You telling me he's going crazy?
I'm telling you that the only person he pushed harder than Petra is himself.
Cover for him, Bean. Back him up.
I already am. You're angry all the time, Bean.
Graf's words startled him. At first he thought, no, I'm not. Then he thought, am I?
Ender isn't using you for anything important, and after having run the show, that has to piss you off, Bean. But it's not Ender's fault. Mazer has been telling Ender that he has doubts about your ability to handle large numbers of ships. That's why you haven't been getting the complicated, interesting assignments. Not that Ender takes Mazer's word for it, but everything you do, Ender sees it through the lens of Mazer's lack of confidence.
Mazer Rackham thinks I...
Mazer Rackham knows exactly what you are and what you can do. But we had to make sure Ender didn't assign you something so complicated you couldn't keep track of the overall flow of the game. And we had to do it without telling Ender you're his backup.
So why are you telling me this?
When this test is over and you go on to real commands, we'll tell Ender the truth about what you were doing and why Mazer said what he said. I know it means a lot to you to have Ender's confidence, and you don't feel like you have it, and so I wanted you to know why. We did it.
Why this sudden bout of honesty?
Because I think you'll do better knowing it.
I'll do better believing it, whether it's true or not.
You could be lying.
So do I really know anything at all from this conversation?
Believe what you want, Bean.